Yirmiyahu Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Chaf Vav, wrapping up Perek Chaf Beis, Le'ilui Nishmas B'tzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So we're going to be handed over into the hands of those who we fear, in the hands of those who want to kill us. And all of this is to intensify the chava, the heitalti oscha, this imcha asher yiladascha. I will cast you and the mother who bore you, al haaretz acheres, into another land, asher lo yuladatem sham, where you were never born there, a foreign land. Visham tamusu, and that's where you're going to die. And again, as we have said before, earlier in this parak, there is nothing worse than losing your homeland and being forced into eternal wandering, into a land where you don't have a home, into a land where you don't belong. The Abarbanel says, into a land where the climate of Bavel doesn't agree with you and you're going to die prematurely because you just don't know how to survive in Bavel. No relatives, nobody who will have pity on you, nothing. Nothing of any relief or reassurance or security. And as to the land to which they're going to desire so desperately to return, Shama lo yeshuv, they're not going to return there. So all of the false prophets said, yeah, Yechaniah got exiled, but he'll be back. Nothing's going to happen to the Beis HaMikdash. But he was sent out. The vessels, the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash were sent out. Remember the story of the Megillah and Achashverosh and the big Seuda, everything is lost, and there is no return. It's over. Chavches ha'etzev nivze nafutz. So a despised and broken vessel, something that no one wants. Ha'ish hazeh kanyahu. This is Yechaniah, this is kanyahu. And again, it's a derogatory nickname. Im keli ein chefetz bo. Nobody wants a broken keli. Madu ahutlu hu vizaro. Why are they cast out, him and his descendants? Behushlechu al ha'aretz asher liyoda'u, and cast out and thrown away into a land that they don't know. Chavtes, eretz, eretz, aretz. Fascinating. Oh, land, land, land. That's much more poetic than we usually see in Yirmiyahu. That's a Yeshayah kind of thing. Eretz, eretz, aretz. Rashi says, me'artzo gila, from his land, Eretz, El Eretz Hacheres, to another land, Ves Eretz Yisrael, Shemidvar Hashem. And Eretz Yisrael, listen to the word of God. He also says that Eretz, 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 the Eretz Sheba Aratzos, the land that is more chashuv than all the rest of them. Some say Eretz Yisrael itself is Eretz, 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 because there's Yehuda and Ever HaYarden and the Galil. There's no Yisrael anymore. That was destroyed by Ashur. Eretz, Eretz, Eretz. Land, O land, O land. That's a kind of kinah. Radak says it's just for emphasis, but the Navi's talking to the people of the Eretz. Lamed, final pasuk, Ko amar Hashem, kisvu es ha'isha ze'ariri. So Hashem says, inscribe this man, write this man down permanently as being childless. Gever lo yitzlach b'yamav, a man who will never succeed in his time. So this childlessness is not by chance. It's not by any kind of cosmic coincidence. This is how God has planned it. Yehoyachin is not going to repent. The kingdom is not going to continue through him, through his son. It's gone. He's never going to succeed. Ki lo yitzlach mizaro. In fact, no man of his lineage from his seed is going to succeed. Ish Yosef al Kisei David. Sorry, Kisei David. Not one of them will ever succeed in sitting on the throne of David HaMelech. Or Moshe Ob Yehuda. Or rule in Yehuda. So, Yehoyachin, it says Kisvu. It doesn't say Chismu. It doesn't say seal. Or, Kisvu means you should write it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's Nikah save, that it's already permanently written. What that leaves open, says the Gemara, Sanhedrin, Daf Lam Zayin Amud Aleph, is that he could do tshuva, which in fact he did. He did tshuva, he suffered galus, and that atoned for him, that gave him a kapara. And eventually he had a son, Shaltiel, and he was the grandfather of Zerubbabel, who would work with Haggai Hanavi to be the first to return to Eretz Yisrael after the 70 years of Golos Bavel is over. So in fact, this bleak sort of pasuk actually has potential. His children will not stay on the throne after him, but they will survive. And they'll make it back. So even though it says Lo Yoshevot, he's not going to see, but nevertheless, some of his descendants will see. But we're still in a condition of woe, and we will begin the very next parak, Parak of Gimel, with the word hoy, woe as well. Because not just the kings, but also the shepherds, also the leaders, also everybody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying hoy on their behalf, because it's going to get worse before it gets better.